You're listening to Insight. I'm Pamela Wu in for Beth Ruyak. Craft beer lovers, rejoice. The California Craft Beer Summit and Festival are here. The events began yesterday and go through today and tomorrow in Sacramento. They include education, networking, and trade shows, and culminate with the Summit Beer Festival Saturday afternoon on Capitol Mall. It is the largest beer festival on the West Coast. Joining us this morning to talk about it are Casey Scheidler, Executive Chef at Taylor's Kitchen, and Dr. Charlie Bamforth, Distinguished Professor of Malting and Brewing Sciences at UC Davis. Welcome both of you to Insight.
Thanks for the invitation.
Hi, nice to be here.
I'm going to start by asking both of you just what this big beer event means to you from both the viewpoint of a chef and a brewing science expert. Dr. Bamforth, let's start with you.
It gets better every year. It's very energetic, lots of great names from the brewing industry, lots of eager people that are interested in beer and brewing. Some are home brewers and some are production brewers and some are just beer lovers. And it's exciting and very vibrant.
How about you, Casey? What are your thoughts on the event?
Like he said, this is the third year I've done it and it's gotten bigger every year. There are up to 160 craft breweries. And with the food industry and what we're doing with local farms, having all these craft breweries to be able to work with is just really great.
For those who haven't attended before, the summit started yesterday and continues today. Both of you are participating. What is the format like? Casey, I'll start with you.
My participation in it was that I was a speaker and I did a demo with Ken from Device Brewing Company. And we did a beer and food pairing, and we spoke for about 30 minutes and just talked to an audience with about 150 people about the pairing of the beer with the food, and then served samples of all the food and the beer so people could taste it and go back and forth and ask questions.
Dr. Bamforth, what's your participation in it?
Well, I'll be speaking this afternoon a series that's called a Tap Talk. Very informal, so they give me a microphone, they give me a stool, I hope, to sit down on. And just basically spout forth and tell a few stories. And so there's a series of tap talks and there are other more formal lectures as well. And there's a lot of booths that people can go to and they can talk to people who are, you know, selling things or marketing things. But of course, also there's some beer to sample as well.
Are there offerings for people who just enjoy beer? It seems like, you know, there are a lot of offerings that are geared toward brewers and people who are really, really into beer, but say you're just a fan.
Well, yeah, to be a fan is fine to turn up for this because there is a lot to see. There are lots of famous names to go and listen to and hear their stories. And they're not always to be overtly complicated. They're very readable, listenable. Readable, not the right word, but listenable to, sorts of things. And of course, there are a lot of people who are presenting their wares as well, and a lot of beers that are of interest and that can be tasted.
Dr. Bamforth, can you give us a sense of what some of the trends are that you're seeing in craft brewing this year? What should people maybe keep an eye out for if they attend?
These are not exactly outrageous times, but certainly very interesting, and people are going bigger and bolder in what they're trying to do. There's many more sour beers in the market. There are more what I call wacky ingredients that are being used, lots of interesting mixes. People are pushing these very, very cloudy beers, which I've been in the industry for 41 years, and to me, they don't particularly look appetizing, but some of them are claimed to have better flavors, and some may. But a lot of interest in pushing to the extremes, whereas I personally believe that there's a lot to be had from just making great beers out of some traditional raw materials.
My guests are Casey Scheidler, Executive Chef at Taylor's Kitchen, and Dr. Charlie Bamforth, Distinguished Professor of Malting and Brewing Sciences at UC Davis. We're talking about the California Craft Beer Summit and Festival happening this weekend. Chef Casey, how does your work intersect with the craft brewing scene? Both beer and cuisine are dynamic. They play off of each other. So how would you characterize the relationship between the two?
Well, first off, there's just a huge trend with craft brewing right now, and a lot of people are very interested with it. A lot of people would rather have a glass of beer with dinner than a glass of wine. And being able to pair food with beer rather than specifically wine really helps with that. And there's with how many resources we have available, I mean, we already have a unique food scene here, being the farm to fork capital of the country here in Sacramento. But then with all these craft breweries that we have available to work with, it's just a lot of opportunity to do unique things.
How do you like to match the flavor profiles of beer to your dishes?
I usually just consider just the characteristics of the beer, matching strength with strength, like delicate beers with delicate flavors and stronger beers with stronger flavors. It's not just one single thing that I'm looking at. It's, you know, the alcohol strength, the character of the malt, the bitterness of the hops, the sweetness and the richness all plays a factor in that. Also, the harmony between the beer and the food. For instance, yesterday I paired pulled pork sliders with peach mostarda with Ken's Device New England style pale ale, the Curious Haze, and you weren't able to taste the stone fruit notes in the beer really when you first tasted it, but then if you tasted the food that had the peach mostarda on it and then go back to the beer, then all of a sudden those elements come out. Also considering like bitterness and carbonation, that can really cut with spiciness and richness as well. The sweetness in the malt and the beer usually balance sweet, very spicy things. And then the hot bitterness also emphasizes spicy things. I really like to pair spicy foods and curries with IPAs, real strong flavors there. And then like lighter foods like salads and chicken pair nicely with like blonde beers and wheat ales and effervescents like that.
This conversation is making me hungry. Dr. Bamforth, is there a science behind this, why some beers pair well with certain kinds of food?
I think there's a lot of pseudoscience about it. There's not a lot of hardcore science. Over in Japan, they wire people up to their brains and see how their emotions are reacting to certain things. My simple take on this is there's two ways to approach it. You can have beers and foods that reinforce one another's flavor. A good example would be a smoky barbecue dish with a Roche beer, which is made with smoked malt, which smells of smoky bacon, or the contrasts. Classic one is a really stinky cheese, a very rich cheese with a sour beer. Personally, I don't like sour beers, but when they get into my mouth alongside some rich cheese, that really is a match made in heaven.
Dr. Bamforth, I hear that you're retiring at the end of this year.
I am, December. Not quite sure what it means. My wife's hoping I'm not going to become what they call in Japan big dust to be swept away. So I'll still be doing things. I've got a lot of writing to do, a lot of talks to do, but I'll be vacating my seat on campus and hopefully we'll get somebody good to take over.
All right. Well, beer lovers have to be excited about this weekend. Casey Scheidler and Charlie Bamforth, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Again, today sees the California Craft Beer Summit at the Sacramento Convention Center, workshops, trade shows, and networking for everyone, from brewers to retailers to craft beer drinkers. And tomorrow brings the Summit Beer Festival from noon to 4 outside on Capitol Mall. It's the largest beer festival on the West Coast. We have more information on our website, capradio.org/insight. You are listening to Insight on your NPR station, Capital Public Radio.